Maestris, Perk Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Hayayin Mishi Kape. Same thing. When is the time that there's Kvias Maestris, that one is no longer allowed to snack or drink any wine? When they skim the wine, Mishikape means they skim the wine that's in the pit. The wine used to have a pit, so first have the main area on top where they had the grapes, and they would crush the grapes, I guess. And then there was a pipe, like an open, what looks like an aqueduct, that would run from this area into the pit. So when they would skim the pit, then the wine is Kaveh Meiser. And the Mishnah says, Afapi Shekipa, even if he already skimmed it, Karlit Ben Agas Al Yoina, still, you can still take from that upper vat that we just discussed, Uminatsinor, you can also take from the pipe that would go from, it would come from the opening of the vat that's on top, because the wine, like we said, would go and flow through this pipe into the pit. And because the wine that was sitting in the vat on top, or the wine sitting in the pipe, it didn't have its gemar melacha, that's what the Rav says, so one's allowed to take from it and snack from it. So that's what it means, called menagas al yoinu, menatsinor v'shoise. Hashemen, an oil, olive oil, mishiyered l'uka. It's when it goes into the trough, which is like an open compartment, that the oil would collect into from the olive press. And like wine, afal pi sheyored, even though it flows into there, noitel min ha'okol, umibein ha'memel, umibein ha'batzim. The Rav explains that an okol, one can take oil from the okol. So the okol is, like the Rav explains, almost like a rope basket, like a wicker basket, that they would put the olives into before they would crush them with beams. So any oil that's there you can take. Mibein ha-memel is between the memel is a large pressing stone that would crush the olives, so you could take oil from that area. Mibein ha-patzim is oil that would go out from the actual, is the boards themselves that they used to press with. So what can one do with this oil? The Mishnah says, v'noisin l'chamita v'latamchoy. He can put it onto, the Rav explains, the chamita is like a cake that's very thin. Now, one thing to know here is that when one cooks food, it's kaveh l'maaser. So if he has something that's achila, that's mutter to eat and to snack on, but he cooks it, that's itself is a kvias. Cooking is a kvias. And then he'd be chayv and maaser. He can no longer eat it after he cooks. But the heter here is, and the chiddush is that if he's going to put it on a wafer, that's not called cooking. The second they would take the wafer out of the oven, they would smear this oil on top of it, and then immediately it would evaporate. Vila tamchoy, and into the plate, the platter. Now, this tamchoy, this platter, this plate, the Rav says is a kli sheni. And a kli sheni is not mavashal, because it's usually warm, but it's a kli sheni, it's not mavashal. Aval lo yitein l'keder v'lalfas k'shein roischin. But you're not allowed to put it in a pot, or some gishas have ilfas, which is a pan. K'shein roischin is while they're boiling, because that's going to cook it. Because once it's cooked, it's kaveh l'maaser. Rabbi Yehuda amar l'kol hu noisin chutz midavar sheyesh bo chometz v'tzir. Rabbi Yehuda says, as long as the pots and pans are off the fire, even if they're still hot, according to Behuda, if it's not on the fire, that's not called cooking, and therefore it's not kaveh l'maaser. There's one exception. If one's taken off the fire, it's still hot. Chutz midavar sheyesh b'chometz v'tzir. If it has vinegar or fish brine, which is very salty, and because these things are very sharp, it would cause it to cook quicker. And the Rav says the halacha is not like Behuda.